The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Are you ready to get LinkedIn? We're rocking the world with LinkedIn. One show at a time. Fearless leaders, Mike and Lori, as they reveal insider secrets, chat with other LinkedIn gurus, and answer your LinkedIn questions. For those about to get LinkedIn, we salute you. This is your chance to get inspired and use LinkedIn to help you rock the world too. Now, it's time to crank it up to 11 for your hosts, Mike and Lori.
Rock the world, Lori, and we are going to rock the world with the sales heretic, Don Cooper, one of our idols, one of the folks who helped us get to where we are today. Lori, say hi to our audience. Bring them on.
Hey, everybody. I am so excited to be here. I'm Lori Ruff, the LinkedIn Diva, playing here today with Mike O'Neill, the LinkedIn Rockstar, and we have got the sales heretic on the call with us. Now, I'll tell you all, Don is based out of Denver, Colorado, where we are, and we have date nights. He's one of the few people that Michael let me go out on a date with, and so he's a real special friend and really, really sharp at what he does. Very entertaining. Audiences love him anywhere, everywhere. So we're gonna get into that interview in just a moment. Also, Mike, our tip of the day today is a favorite tip of Don's. So let's start off with the tip of the day.
Well, the big tip of the day, Don, are you with us here? Have we got you on board yet?
Yes, I am. Right here, Mike, Lori.
Don, I picture your hair every time I see you. One of the big tips that you brought to us early on in the process was having to stick out and have something that makes us different, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And if you saw Don, you'd know what I mean. The man is amazing. And his brain is just pushing his hair right up top to make this crown out there that is part of what makes Don. Don, have you got a great tip to start the people off with to just bang them up, and then we'll just reel it in nice and easy?
Yeah, absolutely. For anybody that uses blogs as part of your marketing, I take a three-step approach to using my blog with LinkedIn. Every time I write a blog post, which is typically once a week, I will put that in LinkedIn. And I'll usually hit that a couple of times over the course of a week just to make sure that people see it. Second, I've got my blog integrated into my LinkedIn profile. So when you go to my profile, and my handle on LinkedIn is Sales Heretic, that's SalesHeretic. Sales Heretic. When you go to my profile on LinkedIn, you will see the openings of the last three or four blog posts that I've put up. So you can read my blog right from my LinkedIn profile. And the third thing that I do with my blog posts is I will go into the groups of which I'm a member, and typically once a week I will post an older blog post, so not the current one, but one from a few weeks or a few months ago that is particularly relevant for that group. Not all blog posts are relevant for all groups, so I'll choose something appropriate. But about every week or so, I'll go into all the appropriate groups and post the opening to one of my blog posts. And my titles are almost always very catchy, very attention-grabbing, and the openings typically pull in readers. So I post those in each of these groups, and those three tactics combined get a lot. People will click on the links wherever they are, whether in my update box or on my profile or in the group profiles, and go over to my blog directly on my website, which, by the way, is doncooper.com.
I love that, Don. Well, Don, it is so, what you're doing is leaving so many breadcrumbs around the LinkedIn community for people to find you. It's like leaving little bar cards or business cards or flyers everywhere you go. of interest to people that are eye-catching that really draw them in to say, wow, this guy's got something cool to say. I want to hear more of what his message is.
And precisely, because what I'm leaving is not so much marketing, it's really information. All my blog posts are strategies, tactics. They're how to increase your sales. So they're all focused on selling, marketing, customer service, negotiating. They're things that all relate to what I talk about, sales. So they're useful. They're actual information. It's not, hey, buy this, or it's not look at me. It's not what I've done, what I did. It's here are some strategies and tactics that you can use. So it's useful information. People want to see it. They like to see it. And that's what causes them to click over.
Nice. Very nice. So that is the great tip of the day from the sales heretic Don Cooper, and we're going to get into the interview with him in just a few minutes. But, Mike, it's time for news, and there is some big – there's a lot of big news happening this week. But one thing that I want to focus on that's not being talked about a lot yet but will be is the LinkedIn signal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See – a lot of us in our community come from that world of databases, even the days of squealy modems and bulletin boards. And LinkedIn is really familiar to people like that. You know, people have talked about how it looks just like a bulletin board, except it does more stuff. I can use a mouse with it. Well, the data extraction stuff we've known about for a long time, and the recruiters have known about for a long time, but the sales and marketing people are kind of new to this. And along with their awakening comes this new tool that's going to let us really extract lots of stuff, and it's going to pull information out from people who in the Twitter world have identified in some way, what shape, or form with us. Isn't that interesting, Lori? Well, I know we got Twitter pulled into it from a database mining standpoint through LinkedIn.
It is very, very exciting news. The cool thing is, it looks, when you look at the signal, LinkedIn signal, if you go to the LinkedIn blog, you can see screenshots and stuff of it. So blog.linkedin.com. Esteban Kozak actually wrote the blog post, and he's one of the developers, the product managers of the new product, and is one of the patent filers, so he knows exactly what he's got going on there. But it allows you to watch trending links, trending topics, what people are sharing on their LinkedIn status updates as well as Twitter. You can filter and search all of the signals or the shares and tweets that are going on out there by industry, network, all those different kinds of things, and you can save your searches. There are just so many exciting facets of this. I'm beside myself.
You know, a lot of people probably think we can do a lot of those things already, and I agree we can. Let's see when they roll this out, and of course we'll have to get our access into the early beta on it, Lori, to find out what extra pieces we can do, because it's hunting and farming and channel development and these other pieces out there that I have most in mind for this feature. Like the things I learned from Miller Hyman, I can now kind of incorporate more of those tools, the Hoover's tools, the Hart Hanks tools, to pull that on in, because sales reps need an advantage. And this does.
Brilliant. Yep, absolutely brilliant. So get more information on the LinkedIn blog. Tell them you heard about it from the LinkedIn rock stars. And Brasco, I think it's time for our first break, and then we'll come back and interview Don and find out everything he knows about LinkedIn.
Time to thank the sponsors that help keep us stay LinkedIn to you. More from Rock the World with LinkedIn when we return.
How do you choose the right affiliate network to partner with? The answer is simple. MarketHealth.com, where health and wealth connect. Established in 1998, the MarketHealth.com affiliate network allows you to market and promote the world's leading health and beauty offers on the net. Start making recurring income and the highest payouts in our industry. Choose from over 50 of the hottest selling offers, ranging from herbal supplements, skincare, vitamins, beauty products, weight loss, and much more. Sign up for free at MarketHealth.com and start making money today.
$250,000 in cash prizes and all year long revenue share is what you can win when you enter the 2010 Internet Marketing World Cup competition. All competitors are rigorously screened to ensure the best competition and the best possible results. Before you tell others how to make it work for them, prove that your system actually works. Build your reputation in the competition that puts your system to the test and proves you are the best of the best. Sign up at www.internetmarketingworldcup.com. That's www.internetmarketingworldcup.com. Registration ends soon, so put your system to the test today.
Every affiliate marketer wants to build their own empire. Lavish trips, new cars, fancy threads. You know, be the talk of the town. That's why I found my empire with Empire Media. They work around the clock to customize my campaign. They have the connections, the clout, and the custom offers to monetize my website at every move. My website is measured and monetized to the max thanks to Empire Media. Look up empiremedia.com, EmpyreMedia.com, and find out how fulfilling full-service affiliate marketing can be. Empire Media, reign over your competition.
Join Marketing to Women expert Maria Retan as she chats with those in the know so your business can grow. Purse Strings, Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the advertising channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Mike and Lori are back as they rock the world with LinkedIn, only on webmasterradio.fm.
We're back to rock of the world.
Rock on, Michael.
Isn't it fun doing the shows with our idols?
It is, absolutely.
And our mentors.
Yeah.
And they just don't get any better than today. They just
don't.
You
know, we keep telling people that we're going to interview CEOs of really cool companies and have some really cool information on the show. And one of the things that we are excited about doing is interviewing people that you may not know, but you should know. And Don Cooper is one of those people.
I think Don is probably one of the early ones here on LinkedIn. I'm just thinking we're going to find out.
Why don't you ask him?
Don.
Yes.
Do you know when you joined? What was that first story, that aha moment that made you decide today's the day?
I've gotten a couple of invitations from some people, and I decided to check it out. So I clicked the link, found it, and it seemed interesting at the time. It was a way to connect with business people that I already knew, and it was free, so I figured, what the heck? I didn't do a lot at first because there weren't that many people that I knew using the system. So I adopted it fairly slowly. I was not one of the early evangelists for the service. I took it real, real slow at first.
Yeah, I think that's kind of typical for back then. I was early on as well, and you were poking around going like, well, I guess I've seen everything there is here. Because there wasn't that much. But a few of us that were in sales, and you've been driving sales for a long time, see that, wow, there's customers out here. Gee, you know, when using it for business is kind of different than just using it in life. When did you start using it for business, and what was the first thing?
I think when I first started using it for business was shortly after I attended one of your seminars back in the day. So I knew that this was a good tool, but I wasn't yet sure how really best to use it. It's kind of like somebody gives you, you know, a drill. If you've never used one before, you're not really sure quite how to use it, and you don't want to do it wrong. So that's when I learned about some of the different things you could use LinkedIn for, as far as researching, as far as getting involved in groups, as far as doing searches for types of titles, or doing searches within companies. That was very eye-opening.
Very cool, very cool.
I think Don was at one of the very first workshops that we did, maybe way back when at the University of Denver, some 500 sessions ago. I mean, really, I believe Don was there because all the big leaders were at those first events. Remember those way back when?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know you guys have known each other for a long time. But, you know, I love your tip of the day, Don, and you mentioned it again. You keep coming back to groups and, you know, posting blog articles in relevant groups and things. How do you recommend that salespeople and people who are trying to find customers in LinkedIn find groups that are relevant for them?
Well, groups are one of the most valuable parts of LinkedIn, especially given what LinkedIn has been for such a long time, which is designed for people that already know each other. LinkedIn really, in its early days, encouraged or discouraged strangers from trying to meet using the service. So it was hard to expand your network using it. But the groups make it easy to expand your network. So I've found the groups to be really, really valuable in meeting new people and to learn more things, as well as to get my message out there in a way that is appreciated and valued by others. When I teach people how to use LinkedIn and how to integrate it into their sales processes, I encourage salespeople, professionals, business owners, anybody who sells, they need to join three basic types of groups. The first type is the group of your own industry. So whatever it is you do, whatever industry that is, there are groups for that. For example, I'm a professional speaker and trainer. So I am a member of several groups devoted to the speaking and training industry, like the National Speakers Association and several others. And you want to be involved in those groups because there's industry information that gets passed along. There are industry opportunities that get passed along. There are legislative issues that come up. So there's a lot of information about what you do that you need to know, and being a member of those groups can keep you abreast of that industry information. The second type of group you want to belong to are the groups that your target markets belong to. So you should have a target market. If you don't, you need to figure them out, because nobody can market and sell effectively to everybody. So who are your ideal prospects? What characteristics do they have in common? Whatever that is, there's a group for that. Even if you have five or six different target markets, that's fine. There are groups for each of them. For example, one of my target markets is the marine industry. About the last 10 years or so, I've done a lot of speaking and training for boat manufacturers and boat dealerships. So I'm a member of several groups that are specifically related to the boating industry. That lets me get my message out in front of them, as well as to keep abreast of the issues within they need to know about if I'm going to keep speaking to those people.
Right.
So figure out who your target markets are and join the groups that those markets belong to. That puts you in front of them and keeps their information in front of you. The third type of group you should join are groups related to sales and marketing. Because whatever business you're in the sales and marketing business. It does not matter how good your product or service is if you cannot market and sell it effectively. This is especially important for small business owners and professionals. You've got to sell what you do and what you have. So join groups related to sales and marketing, and you will receive an avalanche of great articles, blogs, tips, free webinars on every aspect you can think of related to sales and marketing. Whatever it is you do, you need to get better at sales and marketing. Whether you are a salesperson, whether you're a marketing professional, whether you're a manager, a business owner, a professional, whatever you do, you need to be involved in sales and marketing. The more you know, the better off for you and your company. So joining those groups will help you to become better at sales and marketing.
That's fabulous. You know, I noticed that a lot of people have asked us, well, I can only be a member of 50 groups, so I have this target market and this target market and this target market. And what we recommend is, you know, try it. Go in as focused as you possibly can toward any one particular target market you have and see if being a member of those groups is something that's beneficial for you. If it doesn't, you don't get any leads from it, you don't get any engagement, then try a different market.
Exactly. It's the same as in the physical world. If you join an association, try it out. Oh, keep doing it. If not, get out. The beautiful thing with LinkedIn is that it costs nothing to join a group.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, groups are a place where I go to find people who have specific interests, because I know the messages I put on the WordPress group should be something about WordPress, and people are expecting that, and when they see that, they're more likely to open than if I'm on the WordPress group talking about something that deals with, you know, maybe something entirely unrelated. So that's where you kind of, it's just basic web marketing to tie what the message together with the URL, with the this and the that. So Don, we're going to come back after break and find out some more things. I tell you, we could do a day-long show with Don. He does day-long shows, and I'm sure that that someone out there is going to want to pull you in, Don. Right
Rock
on
and
here
roll.
Because of this show, because the good stuff here you're sharing with us. Thank you, buddy.
Time to thank the sponsors that help keep us stay linked in to you. More from Rock the World with LinkedIn when we return.
What is this? Why is my website not ranking higher?
Well, sounds like you could use a link building report from SEOFox.com.
What's that?
You can't rank without good backlinks. And SEOFox.com's link building report lets you enter domains and compare their backlinks. It gives a detailed report that shows you why each domain ranks where it does, and it reduces the time it takes to find more links. With SEOFox.com's link building report, you can find more links, use their search marketing services to find more links, or better yet, they could even build your own backlinks.
So you think you're pretty sly with that SEOFox link building report?
Sly like a fox.
Get your link building report today at SEOFox.com. That's SEOFox.com.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart, or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at
BruceClay.com. My.AFCON2010.com. My.AFFCON2010.com.
Your social media source for AFCON 2010.
The Trade Show, where affiliates always attend for free. Sign up today at My.AFCON2010.com. Check out photos and videos from our past events. Plus, check out our blog and discussion forums. Start socializing today and tell your friends to sign up now at my.afcon2010.com. Sign up today at my.afcon2010.com.
It's time to get inside with Affiliate Marketing Insider. Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Affiliate Marketing Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Mike and Lori are back as they rock the world with LinkedIn, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Oh, Lori, are you ready to rock some more? Wow, Don, Lori, we are going to do our three-way piece here, and I'll tell you, Lori, we share a lot of things with Don. One of the things that we learned that we had in common is the way that we look at people's profiles to extract information to know kind of how are we going to go make this call go. Do I want to sound kind of earthy, like put my Birkenstock kind of voice on a little bit because I see all the hiking stuff in there, or do I want to sound a little different way? And we extract that information in different ways. Don, what do you do when you look at someone's profile to decide how you're going to go about an approach?
I look at their entire profile. You start, obviously, with what's at the very top, with their title, company, and so on. I'll look a little bit about their past experience. I'll try to get a sense of what the company is, what they do, do a company search after that. Then I'll go back to the profile to learn more about the person. And here again, groups are very valuable because you can look at the group somebody has on their profile page and get a good sense of them. Very often, people will join groups that are not business-related, but relate something personal. And it might be a cause or an activity. It could be an alumni group, so you can get a better idea of who they are as a person. For example, on my LinkedIn profile, I'm a member of an Aikido group because I've been studying Aikido, which is a Japanese martial art, for 3 or 4 years now. And anybody who looks at my profile will then see that I study Aikido. So if you call me and you start talking with me, you mention that, boom, there's something in common. The same is true if somebody else that I'm researching is into a martial art. We've got a topic of conversation there. It's a way to connect. So you can look at their groups. You can look at other elements of their profile to get a better understanding of who they are, not just as a name, not just as a position, but really as a person. And we're all craving a personal connection. Don't think for a second that business is all about who has the lowest price, who's got the fastest delivery. A personal connection is extremely valuable, and it is craved by people.
Yeah, you know it, Don, because there's that meeting people in person, and you kind of feel like you've met someone in person if you've got some things in common with them. And that's I go right down into that interest section, right, Don? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. The interests tell you a lot about them beyond simply what they do for a living.
You know, that all of that is really important because you want to connect to people on a human level. And I know a lot of times what people who are trying to do business on LinkedIn, a mistake that they make right off the bat is sometimes even in an invitation or in the very first communication that they have with you, it's about nothing but here's my product, will you buy from me? And that in this community, that strong of a sales message right up front doesn't go over real well. So how can a salesperson protect their image? You know, tell us about the flow of a relationship building happening on LinkedIn, and when do you transition to business in the conversation?
It really depends. It depends, first of all, on how it is you're making contact with this person. If you were referred to them, if somebody said, hey, you need to talk with Jane Smith and I'll introduce you via LinkedIn, well, then that's deliberately a business contact. That's a referral like in the physical world. If it is somebody that you've just found in a group, you might strike up a conversation on a comment they made or a post that they left and start from there. If it's somebody that is asking to connect, start there. Or if you're connecting with something else, with someone else that you don't know, start with that. Say, hey, I saw your profile. I see that you're in the same industry that I am, or I know people that you know. I would love to connect with you. And then you start slowly. Just get to know somebody a little bit. And then the point at which that conversation transitions to business, again, will vary from person to person. So take it slow at first. Get a sense of them first. Be very subtle. That's one of the keys of LinkedIn. You said it very well, Lori. Nobody likes being bombarded with, hey, but take it real slow. Say, hey, you know, I've got some other people that are clients of mine. Would that be something you might be interested in talking about at some point? Engage their interest from there. And based upon the cues you get back from your LinkedIn contacts, those will tell you how quickly transition to a business conversation.
Mike is always looking for the interests and what's going on with people and how to, you know, a lot of times you start the conversation with a rock star conversation, don't you, Mike?
Well, I like to prove that I've visited their profile, and frankly, that doesn't mean reading the header back to them.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So I'll dive down into those things. The groups like you talked about, Don, and the interests and the things that they put down there at the bottom. And we get down in there. And then in my thank you message, because we get a lot of invites, folks in high profiles like you and I, we get a lot of invites, always send that thank you message with a little something plucked from down below. And I find that what they do is they come take another look, don't they, Don? Because we've earned it.
Exactly.
Absolutely. There are so many people on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook that are just doing massive following. All they're doing is simply inviting everybody they can find, and they're simply trying to build as large a herd as they can. They're not taking the time to actually get to know those people. So when you make an effort like that, even if it's a small effort that is immediately noticed, you instantly stand out from everybody else, and you start to create a personal connection, which is the beginning of an actual relationship.
Absolutely.
Don, what I've discovered as well in this particular situation is that thank you message can have links that take people back to what I got to offer them. So we'll come back with more of that. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Don. What are we getting down to now, Lori?
Well, we are out of time for today's show, but people, you can find Don at doncooper.com, or if you want some more links, email Mike and I at success@rocktheworldbook.com. That's success@rocktheworldbook.com. You can catch new episodes of Rock the World with LinkedIn every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, and you can find the archives of our past shows on our page at Webmaster Radio page at rocktheworldradio.com. That's www.rocktheworldradio.com. Or subscribe on iTunes, write reviews, favorite your favorite shows, and download things. It's a lot of fun. So, Mike, that's it for today.
Boy, you know what? We got 30 minutes more worth of stuff we could talk to Don about his music, because this man rocks. Don, thank you so very, very much for being on our show. Rock the World Radio is where you're going to be able to find us. Rocktheworldradio.com takes us right back here, because we really do, Lori, rock.
We rock the world.
The world.